from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That John Sally.
I will give you guys a nugget that you didn't know, and I will tell you why the way I'm thinking is right, and then you will agree with me. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know who's been terrible at these USA, the combine thing? Flat out terrible. A disappointment.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Trace Jackson Davis. He's been terrible.
Now, are you being real?
Yes.
Now, what if he's the
you
type player?
Because they haven't said a word about him.
Oh, Ben Golliver did.
They haven't said a word about him. It's all VG. Pods. Pods this. Pods that. Pods hair. Pods left hand. Pods charges. That's because they have nothing. If you don't have anything good to say about somebody, you don't say it. And so Trace Jackson Davis clearly regressing.
Oh, please. He had a great rookie year.
Not giving him any burn. I'm phasing him out.
See, now, this is, to me, if you say somebody had a great rookie year, you'd give him an A.
Oh, I'd give him an A minus.
He didn't play half the year.
Well, that's why I give him an A minus. He stayed ready.
He was a B.
Yeah. Sugar you know free. What, you didn't know that rapper you know that Slow Mo brought up.
You know what, Goo? I'm gonna meet you halfway here.
Yeah.
Because he was such a late pick. I think an A minus would be fair.
Yeah.
Evan?
Crack the starting lineup. And
C for center.
He don't mean that.
What did he say?
C for center. C for center. But Evan, you're giving him a higher grade than that.
I'd probably give him a B.
Hey,
needs a jump shot.
Well,
it's your Friday. I feel you frisky.
Yeah, but I'm frisky because I can finally
get away.
I'll be able to move on from Klay Thompson. Seriously.
Watch him get marketing over the weekend.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, that'll take us to the season.
That'd
boy.
Be fine. I don't care one way or the other, but he'll be interesting. I like action. That's what I like, you action.
Did you catch Bronny yesterday?
Did he score? Did he?
3 points, 2 steals, a couple rebounds.
Yeah, well.
Yep. NBA player.
Kirk Lacob had a bad game, too, yesterday. They're both dads who've helped them get where they are. You get it? Like Johnny West, Jerry West's son. Like a million people in the NBA.
What's Kerr's son's name?
Cannon.
Yeah.
Well,
no, Kerr.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Yeah. That's different. We're talking about.
Same to me. It's
all
just
right,
a father.
We'll get off this, but Michael, I heard this and it floored me. Michael Jordan could have gotten his son Marcus into the NBA if he was that type of dude and was willing to take the bullets that LeBron's taking. Okay. You say what to that?
Maybe.
But he's not he ain't.
I look at the LeBron thing in one way and one way only. The kind of stuff happens all the time.
Mm.
A father giving his son or daughter a runway because of
Shanahan didn't get on a roster to be a receiver in the NFL.
What's the difference? Yeah, but he became a coach.
Yeah, but that Stoney, that's different than a player to me.
I don't make any distinction.
All right.
Any on that one. But that's just me. That's just me. I mean, you can have a gripe about it for other reasons, but you can't have a gripe about, can you believe his dad got him into the NBA? Yeah, I can.
And he got a four-year deal. Like, now you're doing too much.
I'm just saying. I mean, what? Okay. Let's just play hypothetical. What's the difference between LeBron using his clout to get Bronny in as a player,
okay,
and Joe Lacob using his clout to get Kirk in to the front office with no experience, just like Bronny? Same thing.
I'll take a crack at it, and I'm being real. Yeah. That's Joe is, if his son was to take over a job and ruin something, Joe Lacob Sr. would have to pay for that because that's his baby. He's the owner. LeBron, he's got so much power and he's earned it.
Mm-hmm.
This was a present. And what I hate about it is when we watch, what were those two guys in Chicago? The Doc, they followed him through high school and neither one of them made it.
Hoop Dreams.
Oh my gosh. Guys like that are getting the spot taken because Bronny got a scholarship.
Right. But
as a black man, I'm supposed to be happy because, Bronny's black and LeBron black. I get that. But come on, I'm thinking about the guys that sweat, and tears, and they had nothing to fall.
Yeah.
Get the jersey taken from them because this kid has a silver spoon.
And I'm thinking of everybody in Ricky a front Schroeder. Office. Kirk Lacob, Kurt Lacob, Nicholas Kerr. Who else am I missing?
Kyle Shanahan.
No, I'm talking about the Warriors. You look at all the Warriors.
Mikey Thompson.
Mikey Thompson, we learned.
All right.
Klay Thompson's brother works in the organization.
I don't want to use blatant.
What do you mean?
It's corporate. It's not as egregious to try to teach somebody the inner outs of a corporation, Steiny, in scouting as it is, here's your jersey.
Here's your
4-year contract. You couldn't get off the bench at Arizona.
And Kirk Lacob couldn't have gotten the job without dad. To me, it's the
what I mean?
Yeah, right. I think it's the exact same thing. It's a father exerting as much influence in as many areas as he can to pave the way for his son.
What if Nahegan had Boston come in here?
He probably will.
And replace one of us.
You don't think Boston has first dibs on an internship here?
Oh, no doubt.
Thank you.
But that's different.
How is it different?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Matt in Oakland. Hey, Matty. Matty.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Well, you're both right about Bronny James.
I'm more right.
It's a skill set that, basically all the dad did was get him a shot. If he stinks, he ain't staying. So, I mean.
But they gave him a 4-year contract already out the gate.
That's called runway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he earned it. That's what I mean by you're both right.
Yeah.
You're both right. Steiny, you have no evidence to suggest TJD is backstepped. You don't have any evidence. He was playing one game. Steiny was playing.
Of course I don't. I was kidding on that.
He's played one game. He was -5. Pods was -6.
No, you're right. I was kidding, buddy. Matt, I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
You're a good liar.
I have no idea. Well, I think that's what gets me in trouble a lot because people actually do think that I'm serious when I'm absolutely not. And
it's hard to tell.
I haven't seen Trace Jackson Davis do anything this summer. So, I was just messing on that.
Well, because you didn't watch the 20 minutes he played.
No,
but as far as play goes,
I didn't. I was watching a great doc. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Doc.
Now I want to know what the doc is. But,
well, it was a reality series. Life Below Zero, National Geographic. It's on Disney Plus. It's wonderful.
Okay, check it out. Klay, what a bitter disappointment. Bitter disappointment. He could have taken that money, not been a cancer, could have been a sixth man candidate or something approaching that, could have been a power forward off the bench who could shoot the lights out. But he's a big baby. He used to be my favorite player. Now I don't wish him ill, but I think they just got tired of him.
But can't you understand what he had to deal with, though, to where you give him a pass for being the – he was fighting himself, man, and the ghost of what he was.
The guy needs a woman is what he needs to straighten his head out.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
All right.
I don't look at Clay as a baby. I look at it as he thinks he can still get to a higher level, maybe not as high as he was 6 years ago, but he can get to a higher level of play outside of the Warriors organization without the scrutiny, without people comparing him to the champion he was. Now he gets to go to Dallas and not have everybody compare every game he plays to games you remember from the glory days, which he can never do consistently again.
Well, it almost, here I go, the guru computer. It goes back to your analogy with Mike Dunleavy as the player and the GM. You shouldn't let what you held against him as far as a player affect how you judge his new job. My point is to that caller, Steiny, I'm going to look at Klay Thompson being that outgoing Klay before the injuries. I don't let what he's been, and, you know, we see a different side of him, down, pouting, you know, frustrated. I'm not going to let that supersede what we know about that guy for a majority of his career as a Warrior. Would you say that's fair? Because if I judge
him... 3 years from now, nobody's going to remember any of this. Any of it.
Well, no, he left, though. And that's the part that stinks.
I would put the odds at zero. I would put the odds at 1% that Klay and the Warriors organization has a long-term issue.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I mean... And that's the other thing that stuck out to me about what Kerr said is he basically said everything really was a byproduct of the injury.
Wow.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a couple people that want to jump in here. Let's go to Big Smoothie in Oakland.
My guy.
Hey, Big Smooth. How you doing?
Gentlemen. So listening to your take, listen, the difference is this. I don't care if the Lakers want to waste the pick on Bronny. Fine. LeBron is the most juiced player in the history of sports. Nobody has more juice than he has. But don't try to gas me and tell me Bronny is different from what he is. Bronny, heck, I can go in there and average 3 points a game. And Summer League is where you get off. Summer League is where you're scoring 40 because you're playing with a and what people have to realize is this. Those other players, they're waiting to take his head off. Wait till he gets to the G League where you got a bunch of hungry tummies up there, and this guy is got a 4-year contract, and I'm scraping for Top Ramen. They're going to take his head off. And you know what? Nobody to blame for that but LeBron, because he manifested and said, I want to play with my son. None fair to Bronny, but don't try to gas me.
That's
Stop
real.
Gassing America and telling us how great we see what he is. He's 3 points. 2.5 points, whatever you want to put that average together, and he's gonna. I guarantee you, He's gonna end up hurt, mysteriously hurt again because he's getting exposed, gentlemen.
He's breaking up.
I know.
Dude.
God, I want it.
That was the call of the month.
Well,
it's a great call.
What about what I said? I compared the hype and the attention to that of one Tim Tebow.
Well, he said it really well. Big Smoothie.
Hey, no, seriously, Steiny's got that hype of Tim Tebow.
Well, that's
where you know he's quit doing it, and everybody's not doing it. Some are critical, keeping it real, but I feel bad for Bronny.
But I agree with the caller before. It's like I do think LeBron
and
got him the opportunity. I do. I get it, and they gave him a 4-year deal, and I get it. It's Bronny, but. And I'm going to say this. I mean, like, what kind of deal did the Warriors give Trayce Jackson-Davis? I mean, they guaranteed him. He was a second-round pick.
He got a 4-year deal.
Yeah, but that was legit.
Well, according to you, like, this is where I do give you got to wait and see.
You got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
Even if he was in a wheelchair, you're saying he's got four years. But you know what I mean. He didn't earn that he should get the benefit of the doubt. That's what I'm trying. That's what just bothers me about this whole thing. You are, he yeah, can morph into, but he hadn't earned it, Stani. Okay. That's all. Well, TJD, the Warriors believed he was worth the four. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we don't,
and that's what stinks about
this. But that's what we don't know. That's what we absolutely don't know. And listen, what is he, 19? LeBron, Bronny, LeBron Jr., Bronny.
Bronny James.
They, I mean, for all we know, like, this is what I think you have to allow for. And when it doesn't happen, if it doesn't happen, you can rip them. Like, all they did, as far as I'm concerned, yes, he's Bronny's son. They took a shot at a guy like Kuminga, only it was the 55th pick. In other words, there's a prospect out there that they think might be better than everybody, but nobody else sees it.
Totally get that.
And you know what? We got 4 years to like. If
but I agree, it's predicated on.
No, it's not.
It's predicated on. Did he blossom into that? But there's no favors in that.
It's a favor.
You know what
he's
I mean?
He's been given an opportunity to become a player.
I don't know just if there's like ever the a biggest 30th, opportunity.
Just hey, Guru, like the 30th, you want to be president?
You know what I mean? That's like how egregious this is.
Just like the 30th pick in the draft is the exact same way. It's the to me, it's the exact same thing.
Well, you know what? When you bring that, I guess I'm just getting triggered, not at you, is that I get what you're saying, but even the 30th pick, they got that based on their merit, not who their dad is.
Okay, let me just take it to the extreme. What did Wiseman do to get that? What did he actually do?
Convince the Warriors that he could hit the ground running.
Maybe Bronny can convince the Lakers in 4 years that he's a hell of a player.
And that's all I'm saying to that is that's a hell of a luxury to be able to have that at your disposal at 19 when you're unqualified. Yeah. That's
right.
All.
Just like Kirk Lacob.
But don't we see in corporate life all the time that happens more so than
you're just limiting it to the player. Yeah,
no, what's not offensive, but why that doesn't work for me is we see that in the corporate game all day, every day.
That's the point. Like, that's the point. LeBron had enough juice. Like, to me, I don't differentiate between, LeBron got his son to be an NBA player. Well, okay. That was LeBron's job, an NBA player. He got his son into the business. He gave him that opportunity. Joe Lacob, what was he? He was a businessman. He gets to own a team. He gets his kid into the business.
No, you know,
neither of them have any experience. But you know what? Now here it is 10 years later, and I don't know what you think of Kirk Lacob, but you might be like, you know what? Hey, this guy, Kirk Lacob, he was pretty good. That's what they hope will happen to Bronny as a player. Like I think the analogy kind of. I mean,
well, you know what?
You're right. We've never seen a dad kid a guaranteed contract like that.
And there are guys and gals worthy that could have if they were narcissistic like LeBron
and
who I love.
I don't know about that. I don't know
he's
about that.
He's got to be, man.
The reason he can do it is because he has more juice than 99.9% of the players who have ever played
but
the game.
Real quick, you got daughters, but if you had a son and he was close to making that Laker roster, and let's just say he came home, they gave it to you would be feeling a whole lot different than just the casual that we are afar. Like, what if that spot was taken from your son or somebody's son that was better than Bronny, and they just said, you know what, we're going to go the scholarship route.
Why would that be any different than the guy who should have been the guy hired for Kirk Lacob?
Because they don't have an audience. Nobody will care about Daryl Johnson in Union City.
A job is a job. A job is a job. I mean, and listen, I get it.
This is LeBron's dream more than I think it is Bronny's.
You don't think
I'll
it was
never
Steve,
know that.
You don't think it was there's any part of Steve Kerr that has a dream that Nicholas can become a great coach, just like Dad?
It's easier and more common for that to happen than right. what the, this is the right. first time
Good.
Since I've been walking on Earth
Good.
That a father has got his yeah. son or even right. would put his son in that position.
And that's why I'm saying, what's the difference? Just because it's the first. Okay, the first executive of a corporation 200 years ago or whatever.
I wouldn't want to do that to my kid.
Okay.
Well, that's all. So, knowing the world knows you're not about, worthy, you're here because so of you me. Wouldn't, that's
okay,
all
so
stuff.
You wouldn't
that's
do what Joe Lacob did.
Again, I look at those two things totally different.
I don't see yeah. how.
They're not as offensive. Like, if I'm owning something, LeBron don't own the Lakers.
But
he does.
Yes.
It's a juice play. But it's
That's
still,
right.
I feel bad for Bronny. Even when
Why?
We went Sunday with Bonte and Spadoni and Lil Benny, everybody's watching knowing you really didn't earn it.
He's no different. Think of him this way.
Yeah.
He's no different as a team that drafts and stashes a guy in Europe for 2 years, hoping he'll develop because they think he might in 2 years.
But they like that guy. Not it has nothing to do with who his parents are. They really right. that's a gamble all predicated on that guy's basketball acronym. This is who's your daddy, and then for Bronny to go to arenas and know, I didn't really. I'm here.
Well,
but it must be nice.
What I'm saying, yeah, you
I
know what I'm saying?
It must be
and
nice.
Right. And that's the way I feel about when Kirk Lacob would walk into an arena.
To that degree, though?
Yes. Why not? Why not?
Because his dad's the owner.
Okay.
I mean,
that. You know what I mean? I hear that part of yeah. it, but his daddy is the owner.
Right.
Like,
so,
like a guy like LeBron is finally able to do something that. People have just, well, that's the part.
I mean, agree with you on
I
that
believe
part,
there
man.
Is a racial component to this.
Well, I'll tell you what, because we always talk about this, legacy and, you know, black folks don't have the opportunities. LeBron was so stellar on and off the courts, Donnie, that he has earned this. He has earned this. I just hate the kids part of it.
Yeah.
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 And if you said, hey, I got an opportunity for Milan or little Daryl or Donovan to come do something they're not qualified for, I'd be doing 100 on 880 trying to get to you and drop them off. But, I mean,
so,
think about that, Stoney.
So
Bronny's living his dad's dream.
Rod Higgins had a son. I believe his name was Sean
Jordan's
Higgins.
Best friend, Rod Higgins.
So Rod's son went somewhere, and I don't think he got drafted, but he got a camp invite. Because he was Rod Higgins' son. And he may have, Evan, can you please check, look for a Higgins, I think a Sean Higgins on Basketball Reference.
Went to high school with Keith Higgins.
Okay. Trying to make a point here. Because I think he got a tryout. He ended up having a short career.
Okay. All right.
He was Rod's son.
Nothing to
Corey
see here
Higgins?
Yet.
Corey.
Okay.
Corey. Tell me about Corey Higgins' professional career.
Well, he played at Monta Vista High School.
Okay.
From Danville, California.
Okay.
Went to the University of Colorado.
Yes, that's
then
right.
Was undrafted.
Okay.
Did not receive a guaranteed four-year deal like Bronny.
Okay.
Played for the Erie BayHawks.
Okay.
And then was invited to the Nuggets training camp. And that's kind of it.
Okay, so never played on an NBA roster.
Yeah.
No, but he's a two-time EuroLeague champ.
But what's your whole? Let's say he got on there.
My whole thing is, I know you're going to say, well, he didn't make the team, and he didn't. No, he didn't get a 4-year contract. But the principle is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. He played 38 games for the Bobcats.
I thought so. Mm. See, this is what. Goo, take it from here.
Well,
because he said he's in my ear
not,
telling me to lock
yeah,
in.
But it's
That's
not four
the
years, Dinee. 38 games.
I know
not
it's
four.
Not.
It was like, you perform or you go home.
That's because Rod Higgins isn't LeBron James.
Yeah. And the 510, I see you. Because I talk to myself about this subject. Goo, lay off the haterade.
Exactly.
It sounds like hate, but I'm thinking about the ones that got lost in.
And I'm thinking about I'm thinking about the two guys that Kirk Lacob they took two jobs.
But
it's the same thing.
Their dad's the owner. It's not.
That's right.
But then you're telling
me
jealous. If LeBron's got the juice,
you're jealous. of Bron's, no. LeBron's juice.
I feel bad for Bronny.
Yeah, okay.
He got a steal. I'm like, okay, what
all
are we?
All you want to ever be is rich and famous. Why would you be
no, just
envious
rich.
Of Jer?
No, just rich.
That's not true. That is not true.
Snotty, I'm fame.
You, oh, my God. All
to
you want
to
do.
To go to the movies and
all
eat.
He wants to do. Yeah, okay. You think we haven't seen your act at the old ship? Hey, next week, everything's going to be jacked up. Oh, I'm telling you, it's jacked up. Willard and Dibs are going to be on from 6 to 10. Bonte and Chasky, they're going to do 10 to 2. Guru and I, we're going to do 2 to 6, so we're mixing it all up. Jacked up, if you will. And it's you also have a chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Don't worry, it's just for a week. And it's all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin. Who's ever hated their nickname? Steiny, you love it.
Okay, what if I started calling? Hey, what's up, fat boy?
You wouldn't be talking to me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mia says you were talking to me.
Do we have anybody? No, I won't. Do we have anybody? Do we have any sound effect for like a school bell?
Because
class about to be in session, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a three.
Here's the analogy. The analogy is so perfect. We're talking about Bronny James being drafted by the Lakers.
That,
no, it's not Kirk Lakem.
I hate that one.
No, this one's
that
gonna,
one I get.
This one's going to put you in your place.
All right.
Okay. There's six of us who do shows here, yeah. Right? Okay, well, there's a pecking order. There's guys who get paid more. Let's just say, hypothetically, Willard is the big boy.
All right.
We know Willard is the guy. Willard's been around longer. He's got the juice. He is great at his job. And he's got more juice. And he goes to Nahegian and goes, hey, I got a 18-year-old son. Just got out of high school. What do you say we, any chance we can get him in here? And Nahegian goes, yeah, we can get him in here. What's the difference? And then Nahegian goes, I'll tell you what. Not only will we get him in here, I'll give him a contract. We'll start him out on Sunday nights, 3 a.m. So nobody's going to hear him. But, okay, he might be good down the road. He's got your genes. He's got your pedigree. We'll start him on Sunday nights, and we'll see if he can make something happen. There
right.
You go.
You think I'm playing, no. Guy won a contest, yeah. Talking about myself. Like, that's not nowhere nearly egregious as an NBA
it's the exact
or
same
a
thing.
Professional.
It's the exact
a pro
same.
Ball player getting a uniform.
No, it's exactly
and
the same in
contract.
Our field.
Yeah. Bronny ain't doing no 3 a.m. He's a Laker. He ain't going to no G League, and they gave him 4 effing years.
Okay.
He will be here with his daddy on the fast break.
So you think he's going to play even though he might not be an NBA player?
Oh, my gosh.
No chance. No chance.
Matt, the history is going to be made when they're out there together.
That's great.
In a regular game.
I'm not talking
game.
About garbage time.
No.
Well, what I'm talking about is who
regular.
Can't, yeah, who can't, like.
Well, you know what that's what this is about, is him to pass it to a son or a son to pass it back to him.
Right, just like everything like that.
Well, you also thought he wasn't going to be on the roster necessarily.
Yes, yeah, he is solidified on the roster. You weren't by yourself.
Can we please let it play out?
It is, and you're just slow dancing.
As far as I'm concerned, the kid got a break. We had a caller early. Okay, he's got an opportunity.
He deserved it.
If he can't make it happen, he's not going to be in the league.
You had me think. You said that before.
And
I was like, Stoney, you're right. But
there have been many guys who have been waived with a guaranteed contract.
Yeah. But that ain't happening here.
We don't know that, yeah. Goo.
They're not going to do it to LeBron.
You don't know that. You
he's
think
his
so,
protector.
So, so LeBron has to play 4 more years?
No, not at
okay.
all.
Okay, so what if LeBron?
It'll be easier. So, yeah, it'll be easier.
Okay.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna happen while Bronny's
maybe
LeBron's
not.
Still on the Lakers.
Maybe not. And Kirk Lakem ain't going anywhere. Yeah.
And I'm not mad at the kid. I just hate the coverage that's cut. It's Tim Tebow like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And you kind of wish
he won a playoff game.
Well, you kind of wish that you're right. The spotlight's on Tim Tebow, and it shouldn't be right. We should put that spotlight on guys like Kirk Lakem. That's what we should do. And guys like Nicholas Kerr.
That's when you do stuff like that.
Exact same thing. Exactly. It's just like capitalism. The best are supposed to rise to the top. That's the way capitalism works. But you know what? There's special cases. Well, hey, my son, I'm giving him an opportunity.
Yeah, but let's not act like it's like Mike Piazza or something, right?
What do you mean?
Well, he's Tommy Lasorda's godchild. That's why he got drafted by the Dodgers.
I'm not pretending anything. Like, I'm going under the assumption that... Yeah. That he's not going to make it,
but that's blowing me away. Like, he's protected in this 4-year contract, even though
that's what dads do.
But Stani, guys that get second, they don't get 4 years. It's already starting
again.
Pops is hooking
guys
me
like
up.
Kirk Lacob don't get their job.
Stani, that we could go to every bank or corporation across America.
That's
and
right.
Daddy helped.
So you're
get
mad?
You
it's the
job.
First time. You're mad that right. LeBron gets to do something. And you have a problem with it, even though it's the same as something that's been going on.
As a parent, in corporate America, it's been going on forever.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. But to get an NBA jersey alongside
how
your
is
dad,
how is what
when
LeBron,
you know you're not good to be a pro,
well, that's
that
the same as
me.
Kirk yeah, Lacob.
But it ain't pro sport, so it
it's
don't bother
same,
me.
It's,
but it doesn't bother me.
It's a bigger
it's
money
sport.
Industry.
Yeah, okay.
It's bigger
I'll give
money.
You that, but it ain't as offensive.
It's the exact same
it
thing.
It ain't as offensive.
Well, I don't understand why it isn't.
Yeah, it's just
a different line of work.
I can't remember.
Do you think Joe Lacob? So how do you feel about LeBron? Let me ask you about LeBron.
He's honestly, I don't even have the words to describe him as a father. And off the court, not getting in trouble.
How do you view him as what's going on?
He's doing this for him.
For who?
LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like what? Okay. So
and he's so great, they're allowing him to do
it. So is there anything wrong
with
that?
But there is collateral damage that your son has got to take the.
That's right. And the same thing, every single thing to me still applies to Lacob.
There's no sports center for corporate America or Joe Lacob. There's no talk shows.
Of course
there
is.
This dude is everywhere, Stani, and he's not worth that. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about competition?
No, I'm talking about. Being publicized everywhere, leading off talk shows.
Well, that's
not actually
his fault.
Right, you're right, but he gets hit in the crossfire because you should have. You know, this comes with the territory.
Okay,
and
so
it's
maybe
what
Brandon
makes
can
it
handle
worse.
It.
That's what I'm like for the banking and Joe. There is no sports center. It goes up. Who cares? Nobody. It's
well,
under
that's
the
your that's
but
your
this
opinion
is in front of us in our living room. As if this dude
no different. There's just
that's amazing.
I don't see one singular solitary difference. Mm. And like what I'm hearing you say is, well, Bronny getting an NBA jersey is more important than Kirk Lacob getting an executive job without any experience.
No, the word
and it's
I'm
like
looking,
to me it's the same thing. It's a competition. There's only so many executives. Everybody battles for that spot. Yeah. Kirk Lacob gets to get it.
But and I get how you feel about it. But to me, Stani, because I'm going sports and what I think and how hard it is to make the league, the Bronny thing, even if it was Tom Thumb and his son, is more egregious because it's a professional
right.
sport.
And I would say it's no harder than a dude trying to climb the corporate ladder. It's not harder.
But it happens all the time. And
right.
Both of us
and
know
that's
this.
That's the issue. That's the issue. The issue is that you're having a problem for some reason with LeBron being able to do it even though he's not an owner.
No, I love you. I'm having a problem that is following me in my living room to where people are really thinking Bronny might grow into something.
He might.
He's leading off shows that no business leading off.
Why would you
off.
Rob
so
him
now,
of that?
Well, look at my boy.
All righty. Yeah. 8-8.
I know how you feel,
like,
though.
But like Nick in Oakland, NBA is supposed to be based on merit.
Hello, shout
so's
out to
the corporate world, and you're getting your first opportunity.
There's no Stani and Guru 10 to 2 doing shows about the corporate world on the radio dial.
Hold on. Hey, this is an unbelievable giveaway. Unbelievable. We want you to experience the thrill of a Bay Area Panthers game this summer. The Panthers, reigning champions of the Indoor Football League, are led by 7-time arena champion head coach Rob Keefe. Currently, they're in first place in the IFL Western Conference and aiming to defend their league title. You want to join them for their final home game of the regular season on July 13th at SAP Center downtown San Jose. To get your tickets, go to BayAreaPanthers.com and be a part of the Bay Area's Panther Nation. This is the payoff, everybody. We want you to tune into the crossover on the other side today. Today, tune into the crossover on the other side. We're going to give you a keyword to text to 20357, and here's what you'll have a chance to win. 4 premium seats for a playoff game, 4 VIP field passes, 1 Bay Area Panthers jersey, and then 2 season tickets for 2025. It's all coming up on the other side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.